Oh, good. I thought I was in the wrong Zoom meeting.
Oh, hey. Sorry. You're in the right spot. Sorry, our cat is being aggressive now that it's cold out and needs all of the attention.
That's really funny. So you can turn down the thermostat to like bring your cat to hang out with you.
No, she gets to the point where like you can't like she's got to be like held like for 8 hours a day. Like she's very pathetic. She's a geriatric cat now, so she's, you know, I don't know. Until we turn the heat on, she's gonna be pretty needy. Hey,
But she
Ian, hey, Gert.
deserves it.
She thinks she
Oh,
does.
boy.
Hey, and Kurt, glad to hear that your son's cat's doing better.
Yeah, I think she's
Can't.
all right. We did have a little more drama in the household. My mother-in-law last night had to go into the ER with some gastric pain, but she's stable for now. Seeing how that goes.
That sounds stressful. I'm sorry you're dealing with that. Is she?
It's she's been something she's been dealing with for a while. She had surgery last year around December, and ever since then she's been having some issues, and she's been between various doctors and has been kind of in and out of the hospital. Last night she had like a flare up, and they took her in, and it looks like they found diverticulitis. It looks like, but they also found increased levels of the enzyme that's associated with cardiac issues. So they're gonna be checking her out with the full array of scans today and see what's going on.
Jeez. Well, I guess a good thing she's in the right spot, right? Like, with the right
Yeah.
people.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Well, good luck and hopefully they figure out what's going on there. how's everyone else doing today? Hopefully not as exciting, hopefully. All right. we are joined today with Tara and David. I thanks for popping in. I thought we might want to touch base on ZFL stuff first in case David and or Tara want to hop off before we get into other weeds. So I guess let's start with this guy. there's a few tickets that I guess Tara, did you link these up to this as the release candidate?
I don't think I did that.
Oh, okay. okay, wait. Deploy changes to SNLT. Okay, this is a different ticket than I thought it was. I think I did create this, so that was my bad. This one I think can be closed. If we've already done this, Jason, I think you told me to close this and I didn't do it. Let me see here. Okay, wait, so go ahead.
Yeah, just that I wasn't the one deploying it anyway, is all I told you.
Yeah, so
And yeah, I don't know. There's sort of like a possible slight confusion over who does what when.
yes, I think we're trying to sort that out. What I understand is 1 and 2 and is it 5 and 6 are automatically updated. Is that right, David?
No, they're not. I don't think there's any. Okay, yeah, it's just 1 and 2 that are automatically updated. But depends on the type of updates, though, that you're. I mean, for things like mod RS changes, mod RS updates, yeah, 1 and 2 will get updated automatically, but
The
was some
UI
progress.
still needs you to press the button.
Yeah, exactly.
And
For what?
since the package JSON file in the platform was pointing at a different UI version than I expected, I'm like, I really don't know what to release where, so I'll just leave that to you.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, so what changes are this though? Is it the changes you made on the Ramsons branch or what?
I believe I've now backported all of these things to the Ramsons branch of UIRS and ModRS, but
Okay.
the changes to directory are on the main branch and aren't ported anywhere because it looks like we've been using releases for Zedapel that are just tagged off the main branch. And I don't think we're creating branches there because we do very little development on that repo. So these are actually, I think, the only changes there, just about.
Okay.
Because, which makes sense, because Trove doesn't use that at all, so it doesn't change anything for it. So.
Because I'm looking at platform RS, right? And I'm seeing a Ramsons branch, which is currently what I'm trying to deploy to SNMP 5 to 8. Yeah.
Wait, so you're actively trying to deploy what JSON backported to 5 through 8.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess that's what this ticket might be for. Jakob asked me to create this and I was confused apparently. All right, so this is for updating SLNP 5 through 8.
Well, getting us all on the same call is an excellent start to untangling things.
Where'd you backport this again? Sorry, Jason.
Which this are we talking about?
The Ramsons. I thought this was for the work that you did for Stripes, this one.
The ones I did for Stripes, I didn't port anywhere or do anything with, just about. What I did is I did this actually on a branch that I linked in the issue, and wasn't sure where else to go with it or what else to do with it. But I basically just confirmed that the changes in Ramsons were sufficiently minimal that you just need to change a few versions in the platform, and you don't need to go and change a bunch of things in a bunch of Stripes modules. And so it wasn't, but again, I stopped kind of trying to decide where that should go or whatever because the platform didn't have the versions I expected. Also, I don't know sort of the details about the rest of ZFL. I just kind of been working on the reshare aspects. And so you also have, so this was just about confirming that the Stripes UI modules for reshare are going to work. And I tested those against Ramsons, or the UI modules from Ramsons with non-Ramsons backend, but that's fine. There are other changes that would need to be made to run a ZFL specific platform on Ramsons because ZFL includes more modules from Folio. So you also have to bring those version numbers up to what's in Ramsons. And I included
Yeah.
some links for where I found what was needed for the users module that Reshare uses and the way that I found the Stripes version, et cetera.
Yeah.
And I linked to a diff of the platform that I changed to run just reshare with Ramsons. Like that second comment with comparing master Ramsons platform RS, that one. So I think you should have enough information there to go on, David. But
Yeah,
definitely just feel free to ask me if there's anything I missed or should do or whatever.
I think I do. I mean, I'm currently trying to deploy everything to 5 through 8, and then I'll just let you know if I have any questions.
Yeah, please do.
I'm also around if I can help at all.
All right, so I removed that one that is stalled because I don't think we're doing that one right now anyway, but does this directory entry one need to be deployed to 5 through 8 as well, or is that like after the other
I
one
think
through four?
that's part of the work that we want to get out to them. That one is a commit on the main branch of mod directory. And as described, we were just tagging releases directly off that main branch. So Ian deployed it on, I think, 1 and 2, and was able to, once it like actually got deployed, was able to confirm that, yeah, it's doing what we hoped it would.
Right, and just to make sure that I'm confirming the right thing, now I see all 150 options in the list when you go to filter on institution, right? That's what we wanted to see.
That's right.
Yes.
So that's working. So yeah, you would need to do a release of mod directory and deploy that to all the release type environments, which I guess is 5 and 6 at this point. Or 4, 3, 4, 5, 6. I don't know.
3, 4, 7, 8, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay,
Which
so
we
the question
appreciate.
that I have is no one's on Ramsons right now. So the most important thing is to deploy this to 3 and 4. And then I'm supposed to create a ticket for David. I was a little bit confused about this yesterday. So is what I need to tell the customer already done at the point that this is being deployed to 3 and 4, David? Or is there some further step that you need to do?
I mean, sir, I don't think I understand.
So when the fix shows up on 3 and 4, there's something that we need to tell the customer that allows them to deploy this to their own environments. Is that already done, or does that still need to be done at the point that this is being deployed to 3 and 4?
No, once it's deployed to 3 and 4, I mean, what the customer needs to do, I mean, we've already done whatever we need to do on our part. We just need to tell the customer to make the updates on their end. So,
Okay.
yeah, by the time we're deploying to 3 and 4, it means that we've already created releases for whatever fix, and those releases have been deployed to 3 and 4. So the customer would just need to update to those releases. That's it.
Okay, and how do I figure out what to tell them that they need to update?
I would tell you what to tell them.
Okay, all right. So this is basically a ticket for me to extract information from you at this point, right? Okay, cool. That's probably good anyway, because that way at least we know it's been done.
Oh, so we're not giving this all to them at once, along with upgrading to Ramptons. There, we're kind of like handing these things out separately, and they're and possibly integrating them before they upgrade to Ramptons.
Yeah, because, sorry, go ahead.
If I believe they're still following this 118 branch, so when we update that branch and deploy it to 3 and 4 and verify it there, like David said, then we're ready to go and we can tell them, hey, we made some changes to this branch that you guys are building off of. Can you pull those into yours? Because they have another platform that has all kinds of, other stuff that they run and we don't.
So
Aha.
do
And
we
also,
need
go ahead.
another ticket for just updating 3 and 4 with the all of these like this change, this directory entry, and then I think
The
maybe
comma
there's a
one.
few, the comma one, this one. What about the hard-coded phrases? Like, would that get folded in as well?
Yes, but I'm not totally sure. Like, is there I'm not sure where Deborah left this one, or if there was anything that needed to be verified. Let's just assume that maybe someone needs to go, someone being me needs to go back and look at all of these changes in 3 and 4, since I don't see a explicit note that Deborah looked at this, right? That's what's supposed to happen.
So this should be in one and two, and if it is looks good there, then it should be added to the deployment that Dave's going to do for three and four, right?
Yes.
Okay, I don't see that Deborah has reviewed this or anything, so I think
Okay.
So does it make sense for David to wait for this to be reviewed so that these two and the directory can all be like updated on three and four at the same time, or does it not
I
matter?
think so.
Okay.
I mean, I think so. So I think I just need to make that ticket, which will be a DevOps ticket, and then we can see how that goes and what steps we missed.
I mean, if they're already merged into those branches, then that's all going to be deployed together anyway. So it's not like they're all sitting on separate branches right now.
Okay, but we just need to get this one probably checked before we do that update, right? Like this the you're supposed to check it in one and two before it gets included in the three and four upgrade, I think.
Yes.
Well,
Yes.
I
Okay.
was told to backport it, so it's now on the branches that go to three and four. So it's there.
I think that this is more about sort of like helping us to better understand what we're expecting where and like streamline communication with the customer. Because it's impossible.
Okay, so do David or Tara, do you need more like anything else right now in terms of ZFL? Like, is there any tickets that we should be also including, or is this like the last of what we need for right now for their for them to be like updated?
So at this time, I think that those are the only ones that can be moved forward. There's an issue that's important to them, but they've all been on vacation for 3 weeks, so I can't get anyone to help me verify it or reproduce it. Sorry. And then the rest of it is sort of like support stuff that's hanging around that shouldn't show up here.
Okie dokie. David, do you need anything else?
Nope, I don't.
Okay. Does anyone else have any ZFL topics before we move on? Okay. I guess that's a no. And so if Tara or David, if you want to go, please feel free to do so. We'll just run through some updates generally here then. So I'm still well, none of this is ready to move forward, so I'm just gonna skip that whole section. And I don't think that Adam is here. I'm having an ongoing conversation with David and Jakob about how to handle the holidays and other like random suspensions, but that hasn't fully shaken out yet either. David, we already talked to Ian. How are things going for you?
We're fine. I don't think I've got anything pressing right now. I see some support issue that I'll do about the basic auth stuff, but yeah, just let me know if you need anything else.
Yeah, thanks for taking a look at that. She told me a while ago that they couldn't see that, and then I completely forgot, and then she submitted another ticket that if I had tackled that before, I wouldn't have had the answer. So I was like, oh, this is good motivation to
We
do
gave them
that.
access a while ago to prod, so I'll add it to test as well. But I'll resend the passwords that we sent them, so maybe they lost them or something.
She specifically said when she tried to use the username and password combo that we provided, like that she could only see the broker entries and not the like the broker logs, but not the mock entries. And I thought that those were
Oh,
all the
okay.
same password, so I don't know if I guess I could find that. Was that a sub ticket I created? Yeah. I think that they can access with the credentials we gave them, the broker, but just not the mock. And so I thought that was kind of interesting.
They should. I'll verify, but they should be able to hit the mock too. That's what I've been testing with. I just did that.
Okay. Thanks for taking a look at this, and maybe some wires got crossed when they were relaying passwords to Annalisa. So I guess there could be something going on there. We ran into that with
It's a Christoph is the one that was having trouble.
yeah.
Okay.
She said like the pop-up to like put the username and password comes up and everything, but it just doesn't seem to work. So I don't know what's
I
going
hate to
on
say
there.
it, but it works for me.
Uh-oh.
I'll resign
Okay.
those passwords.
Maybe I need to resend the password to her. Maybe she just misunderstood, or
I
maybe
don't.
the link I gave her
Maybe
wasn't
it
good
was
or
on
something.
test or something, because I don't think we ever set it up for test. So I'm adding the same credentials on test so they can use it in both places. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, the ticket, one of the tickets that she specifically asked for was about tests. So
Okay, that's
maybe
probably
it's
it.
all related to tests. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Thanks. Let me clarify that ticket, because I think, well, I don't know why that. Oh, I went the wrong direction. But maybe it's only Trove test that they have issue with. I'll just get rid of that because it sounds like they should have it. Okay, thank you very much.
Sure.
Okay, that's Ian. Giannis, I am testing with Tim some of these Alma changes that we've put into place for rejecting conditions and for exposing the cannot supply reason. But we're gonna also expose the supplier going forward, because the cannot supply reasons without knowing who supplied them is silly. So or just not that useful. So he's working on that. Jason, I know that you were off yesterday and that you were bewildered on Tuesday. How are things going?
Good summary. On Tuesday, after our meeting, because it didn't seem like it was a good time to talk to Kurt, I just dug into some of the refactoring necessary for the endpoints that list directory entries in order to, and then to try to figure out how to make that work with some code that Adam had written for using CQL queries with Go. And I have that kind of working. But the end result was I was puttering away with that, and I didn't even flesh out those tickets. And so today, I think before I return to tidying that code up and making it something I can reasonably put up for review, that I'll do that other stuff first. I'll have a nice long chat with Kurt if you're around and get the tickets.
Oh, anyway, I gotta jump out of there. I got a call from my mother-in-law, isn't it? Oh, I'll be back.
All right.
Pardon me, I have a hard time parsing that.
I think he said he had to jump off the call to take a call for his mother-in-law.
Oh,
Um, I think it would be great if you could link up with him on
Whenever it works for you.
I know that there's been some like circumstances that are preventing that right now, but I think you, Jason, getting like into a good space with these two, and it sounds like you're getting more and more situated, then it'll probably be good timing for chatting with Kurt. Ho or hopefully there will be good time to do that. I wanted to also mention that Alan Jones did tell me yesterday that he has located the SME documentation that they had done on the directory. Like, they had kind of started scoping from the SME perspective what like a future directory could look like. I guess he did this with Deborah like last year or maybe 2 years. I'm not exactly sure when they tackled this, but he's compiling that information to share with us. So hopefully we'll have some SME input on like directory stuff going forward, but I don't have it yet. So as soon as I do, I'll pass it along.
All right, sounds good.
Unrelated, but I think that you own that Trove Dev Slack channel for some reason.
Oh yeah, I saw your message there. I'll try to figure out how to archive it. But I
Okay.
also hopefully that's still readable because a lot of the directory related decisions and links around that and discussion and interesting things I found while learning Go and whatever else is all at the beginning of that channel. And that might be useful for Kurt to skim. I think I may have linked it all to you already. I don't know. And I don't know if it actually is that useful, but it seems like it
No,
might be. But
I mean,
yeah,
I would
I think
hate.
archiving doesn't delete it. So I mean, hence the name. So we'll see if it's still at least semi-conveniently accessible in that state.
Yeah, I'm hopeful that or I'm pretty sure that we should have access to it. I would definitely not want to lose all of that history and like sort of decision making and when we did releases and stuff. Yeah, I think archiving will be fine. But if you run into any problems, I can also talk to Malk about it. Okay, and I guess I think Kurt did have to drop off. Do you have anything else, Jason, before we move on? Sorry to
No.
okay, cool. I asked Kurt to look at these to close them out after reviewing the Trove prod exceptions. So I don't know, maybe he hasn't had a chance to do that. And then the where is the ticket I created for him? Or maybe I didn't assign it. Oh yeah. I think I might have to assign this to him, but Jason, just in case you get pulled into talking about this, we're having like reports from both regular reshare Rapido like API users where end of rota requests where the when it goes to end of rota and reshare, it's not kicking a message back to the Rapido instance, or it is and Rapido is not accepting it, and so the requests don't move on to the next lending partner network or whatever it's called in Rapido. And so Ex Libris sent this like suggestion that we use cancel request item, which I don't think really makes sense in this context because that's usually a supplier action or like workflow. But then in the meantime, the Trove users who are using Rapido will not be getting the unfilled message gets a response of a an error in the broker logs. It says like a confirmation error, and so and then it still looks like the request is sitting with the broker, and not that it went unfilled. So that's not a great workflow. So I'm just curious if you could look at this to see like what the two like what are the final like messages sent such that we can talk with XLabels, because I don't know if we need to change something or if they need to change something. I mean, the fact that we get a confirmation error from trying to message them sort of to me implies that they might need to adjust something, but I don't want to like reach out to them until I know what we're doing on our side.
Yeah, I can take a look and see what's going back and forth. Like, I guess what I guess I'm not very familiar with how the Rapido thing is integrated. Is it so is Rapido essentially serving as the supplier in this situation?
In both of these situations, Rapido is the requester.
Okay.
But the weird thing is in this, in regular reshare, the requests come into reshare, and so it's when the request. The requesting library's request goes end of rota. The request in Rapido isn't moved on. But then in this case, with the broker situation, they're only requesting in Rapido, and it's when a reshare supplier, or like when the last reshare supplier says they can't fill it, the unfilled message isn't like triggering like the next steps in Rapido. So they're slightly
Okay.
different. I'm not sure. I don't have access to Rapido either, so it's like a little a little bit like shooting in the dark. But I asked Julie to pull logs for this Palsy situation for the regular reshare, because that workflow is definitely a little different with them sort of managing requests, borrowing requests in reshare. Yeah.
Like mod-rest logs or like the protocol logs? Because it seems like the most useful thing here would be to have the protocol logs of what ISO messages are going back and forth in the three situations, one where it works, and then the two different failures, the trove one and the non-trove one.
Yeah, I don't think I'll have to check. I don't think that Palsy has protocol logs turned on for the three Rapido libraries, so I'll take a look at that and
Okay, maybe they
see
could
if we
turn it
can.
on and then try to capture that. Yeah, that would be probably.
That's what I was thinking.
I say as someone that hopefully won't be involved and is only barely able to semi-follow what's going on here, but
Come on, Jason. You don't wanna work on this?
yeah, I'm hoping this is not one of those weird situations where they're expecting some kind of, special format to be sent when the rotor is reached. The
Who knows what they're, like every time I turn around, I'm like kind of surprised, but with what they expect, what their system expects. But I kind of feel like I'm gonna have to talk to their developer, but I just don't want to go in too blind on our from our side. Obviously I'll probably have to pull you and
Yeah.
Jakob in to like consult with them, especially it sounds like we might need changes on both sides. That's why I tried to CC Jakob, but he's also out, so I don't think this might not move before he's back, and that's okay. Like this isn't it's not the end of the world, it's just like not super ideal either. And I don't know if I'm not 100% sure if Trove knows that these requests are kind of stuck for their Rapido users, so that's not ideal either. Like this was as a result of testing one of Giannis's tickets, I found out that we're having an issue with the broker. Like it was by happenstance, but I imagine that they're seeing a lot of this in Trove as well. Well, because I do see the confirmation error message pop up in the Trove exceptions channel. So, but yeah, if you can take a look and even if it's just like dribbles of information, that'd be useful, I think. And I will try to get logs for when just regular reshare end of roto closes the request on both sides, and then when it doesn't work with. And Kurt, how are things going out otherwise? I know Jason said he was hoping to catch up with you, but if today isn't a good day, that's okay too.
I think I should have some availability today. Jason is free to you know take a walk through the new directory thing and start getting it. I did do some initial poking at it yesterday, not editing it too far, but I should be able to get some blocks of time where I have good access to chat.
Kurt, you started off strong there and then you broke up a little bit, but I got the sense that you might have time later today to sync up with Jason.
Yeah,
So,
I should. Yeah, I
okay.
should. Yeah, so yeah. Yeah, let
Okay.
me know. But maybe not too much later, because I might have to duck out around 4 o'clock for something. So. But I'll be back after that.
Oh, definitely before then. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right. Well, does anybody need anything else right now? Or are we kind of set on what we're up to? And I know you're waiting on that information from the SMEs, so I will get that to you soon too. Tara, any questions now that you've had the opportunity to sit through one of these fun meetings?
No, but it was the most fun, and I learned so much today. So let me thank you for having me here.
Okay, cool. I think that's it. Ian, just a heads up, I might have to check in with you about some testing that I need to do with Stanford next week. They're updating their folio and they want to run some tests between us with their new like setup, and I'm not sure what state the various Cardinal sites are in. So I'm going to do some playing around in there myself, but I might have to link up with you to make sure I have something that I can do the testing with them. That's next week, though.
Yeah, just let
So
me
I just
know.
want to, yeah. Okay. Thank you. All
Yep.
right. Talk to you all soon.
All right, bye.
Yeah, thank you,
Bye.
everybody.
Bye.
See ya.
Thanks.